Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore Vacation, Episode 6. But only we have the exclusive of what actually happened in that bathroom. Actual inside information tonight. AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore Vacation, coming right up, Guidos.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, do something. If you want to have fun,
I feel it.
AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore fans, does it not get better and better? Did we not see another amazing episode? And arguably, is this the best season in the history of Jersey Shore? Right or wrong?
Right.
Nokia, Morgan, speak up, speak.
Facts. In the words of Pauly D, this is the best season. Facts, 100%. I'm obsessed.
Like, you can't go wrong. The messier, the better. They have kids, so stop stopping them. It's fantastic.
We're Dirty 30, and we're getting into it.
Listen. We obviously love the episode. We see momentum continues to build. Next week's going to be even better, but you know what? And we will cover every element. Do not worry. Every single element, all the way down to Sammy's bath and Vinny's haircut. But you know what? Most importantly, can we please, Nokia and Morgan, because you guys dug this up, can we get this AfterBuzz TV exclusive?
Just for you guys.
Guys, you won't believe it.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Now it's official.
Silence.
It's about to go down. All right, my little meatballs and Guidos. Are you guys ready for this?
I've been waiting
have scoop.
All
we
week.
We have scoop.
When you just sent me these cryptic messages all week, I was going crazy. I was going crazy.
Okay, so...
And by the way, listen, later in the show, we have news and gossip. Situation was on The View, and I...
This is just the beginning.
We're scratching the surface. This is... Like, no one has this info!
Clutch your pearls, everybody. Sip your tea. We have the exclusive. So, the beautiful Antonia, a.k.a. French Fry, she reached out to our very own Stacey, who's not here. She's not feeling well. Get better, boo.
We miss you.
But this is what she said.
Via Instagram DM.
And the DMs. You guys ready? I can only tell you that I am really shocked by this episode. Ronnie and I stayed in the bathroom for 1 minute in
just
this
one.
Bathroom. And the video editing suggests we've had done things. We don't have bleep together. And I think what she was trying to say, because her English is a little off.
Yes, language barrier. I know I have it as well.
They did not have sex. He respects his girlfriend. He just knows what the people want to see on television. This episode made me look really bad because it's not true. And for this... I do not want to return to television again.
That was short-lived.
And this is why she wouldn't come on our show.
This
exactly.
is why.
Well, I know you guys have your thoughts because I heard you talking before. Who wants to start? Morgan or...
Okay, I'm going to start
because... First of all, Morgalicious.
Morgalicious. Hey, bitches. Okay, I'm going to start because... Her blonde friend who was in the episode, we never got a name from her. Her name is actually Jess. We found her on Instagram.
Interesting.
We wanted her to come on the show. She ended up messaging me back, and here's what she said about the whole situation, and it gives us a few more details of exactly what happened. She said, "Hey, my Skype didn't work the other day, but I have to let you know, so you can say this on your show, that my friend Antonia and Ronnie didn't do anything but kiss that night." So they did kiss. They were in that bathroom maybe 30 seconds. It's blown up into this huge thing between Ronnie and his ex-girlfriend. And Antonia's English is not that good. She asked me to make that clear if I ever talked to you. So.
Okay, that being said.
Woo! Okay.
We have our own feelings about
this. I have my conspiracy. I think, which this could be very true. This is what they told us. I'm not going to say maybe it's not. Here's what I think. I think that they did do more than just kiss. Regardless, kissing is, I would consider cheating. I think more happened, and I think Antonia got a lot of negative feedback on social media because she was easy to find. Her Instagram was open whenever we went to go look. So
we found her.
We found it really easily. I think more happened, and she wants to make this kind of a cover-up as to I don't want anything. Like, yeah. Stop attacking me. Ronnie has a ton of fans, I'm sure, that are blowing her up. How could you do this? Like, he has a baby on the way. So that's what I think.
They were coming for her in the comments.
By the way, Nokia, what is the name for you? What is our
Black Guido.
Black Guido, a.k.a. That's right, Melanin the Black Mommy. Guido.
What is I'm wrong with Guido. Me? Go, Black Guido,
Black
go.
Guido, okay. The comments. The fans were going in. Zachary Ooh. Morgan said they were going in on her. They were calling her ugly. Her and her friends were gross. She's a slut. They were slut-shaming her. And I do agree with Morgan. I think she's starting to feel bad, and she does not want to be on television okay. ever again.
Girls, I 100% agree with you. Let me add to your point. I think because they're foreigners, remember, they're not stung by Insta-stupidity, Insta-fame, the crazy millennial Gen Z insanity of Insta-fame and all the... You know, the heroin that goes along with that. I think someone from Europe not going to buy into that. Now, in our booth, we actually have Bonjour Juliette, who is from France.
Hello.
Juliette, would bonjour, you concur? Bonjour.
Would I concur? I think you're right. I think it's a rather American thing. That's I think it's
right. And so then I think someone like this girl is like, well, like you said, Morgan, back off. Like, No. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. This is crazy. Ugh. You know, I just like to. I want to put up pretty slutty pictures. I want to enjoy my
right.
20s and my visit to America, and I want to go home or whatever. What I don't want is, how do I have now all these people all over the globe slut shaming me,
right.
doing all this other stuff, call me a homewrecker or whatever? So,
well, it's just funny because when we first messaged them, they were very keen on coming on the show. Both of them wanted to Skype, but it makes me wonder. Then more people watch the show. More people found their Instagram because they don't have the creeping skills that we do. So it took them a while.
Hey.
So I think more people attacked them and then they got scared to come and speak.
You know what else I noticed in the comments? At first, when this first happened, the girls were pretty awesome. Like, they were answering people back. They were like, no, this didn't happen. But I think when more people started to attack them, their pages were private.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to be noticed. People are bullies, man. Trolls.
Wow. Okay. Trolls. Listen, as we said, later in the night, we have more news and gossip. This is not over.
No.
We're going to cover everything. Let's keep it light.
Yeah.
Guys' night out.
Ooh.
Right? Everyone's getting ready for guys' night out. And then Aunt Dina, as I'm calling her, Aunt Dina. Auntie Dina. She's the old Italian aunt. Says, I want to come. Now, here's the one interesting wrinkle. Snooki was dressed to the nines.
Right.
To not go out. Just saying, a little conspiracy theory. I don't know what that means. I don't know what was going on.
I wonder, because it's like they were getting ready to go out, and then all of a sudden she changed her mind. And I think she's still having that relapse of, I still miss my kids.
I almost wonder if it was like a little hint from the producers, like, hey, we need to see a little Dina. Like, this would be a way better storyline, have just one new ball crash.
You sit on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe she was going to dinner with Jenny.
Right.
They probably
right.
pulled her aside and said, girl, let Dina have this one.
So listen. We start out with guys' night, and I am thrilled. I'm you know, unfortunately, there's eight other shows being taped at the same time here, and I'm yelling because I'm saying I hate my life. I so want to be these guys.
Don't we all?
No, really. Like, we can afford this for 6 months. That's it.
Six months.
That'd be done.
That's all
and
we
it
need.
Would be the best 6 months of our whole entire
best.
Life.
Oh, my God. But
we only need
so
6 months.
I'm so excited. Guys' night out. We're putting the band back together, and that van ride. Crickets. They were really mad.
They're mean.
They were being a little petty in that van ride.
Well, listen, before we get to the opinions, do we let's just stick with this. Were they mad?
Yes
or
no?
Yes, 100%.
That was not an act.
They were very mad.
They were mad.
It was the cold bucket of water that she was throwing on there, like their red hot night.
And they knew they had the babysitter. They knew the package that
they knew what
get.
Was about to happen.
So everyone's quiet, and she's semi-clueless about it.
100%. No.
Right?
Very clueless.
Totally clueless. You're right. So we get there, and I'm getting fired up. By the way, I love Auntie Dina, but I'm even down on her.
Yeah.
But I'm naive enough to think she's going to give us a great night of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Now, she gave us some, but nobody got to smush. We didn't get to take hose home.
Nope.
Nothing. We didn't have any nothing. No fights. Nothing. But three meatballs down.
All we got is a bunch of crying.
She falls down.
And that third one was a nasty fall.
That was a hard fall. I had hope for her, though, because I was like, yeah, she's living her best life. She's got this covered. So when she first falls, when she's dancing with Pauly D, I'm like, this is not going to
be. By the way, how nice Pauly D and Vinny.
They were being great. They were being taking care of their Aunt Dina.
Right, taking care of their Aunt Dina.
Good Italian boys.
Yeah, really. Not, you know, again, it's like the show just scares me that we actually see growth with these human beings
in
this
Jersey Shore Petri dish.
But then it made me feel bad for Vinny because poor guy was really trying to help Dina. He was like, get down, you're going to fall. Then she falls. Her natural reaction is, Vinny, it's your fault. You stressed me out. I got anxious, so I fell off the table.
Well, that's what I'm...
I guess that's what I would do, too.
That's what your old Italian aunt would do. I mean, she's embarrassed. She's older. She's not
just put all the blame on Vinny.
She's not supposed to be at the club. Years ago, she was so fun, right? But it's like, wait, you got... It's Aunt Dina's there at the house and all the young, you know... nieces and nephews about to go out. Hey, why don't I come? And it's like,
no, Auntie, sit home.
Auntie Dina goes off, ruins the night. Interesting. It almost even starts a subplot. I need to call Chris, and notice how that doesn't even go anywhere. I don't call him.
I love it. I love the subplot. Ride back home was the best.
Right. But it didn't go any further.
No.
Now, think about like Snooki. That took us two episodes, and this, and Gianni, and Fiza. I just. It's going to be, listen, she got in out of the grandfather clause, Aunt Dina. She's going to be fine. She's going to be on the show in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. But clearly this is not the one who fits.
No. Storylines are always cut very short. They're like, well, she got her 5 minutes airtime. People know she's alive. We can move on.
Yeah. I love Dina, but when she's with everyone else, she is the most, I would say, boring one. And that's not because I'm hating. It's just that because she loves her husband.
Right.
She doesn't want to do much. She's that friend that doesn't want to
get like she's the most kind of normal. Like yeah, she's got...
Right. I don't want to say boring. She's actually
the most she's like a normal kind of person.
Oh, that's your Aunt Dina.
That's Aunt Dina.
Yes, that's my favorite little
meatball.
She's the Aunt Dina, and she's normal. You know what else is normal, guys? If you want normalcy in your life, if you want betterment in your life, there's a certain podcast you can listen to. Mogan, can you please tell me?
Oh my gosh, I can tell you all about this awesome podcast. Guys, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to better yourself in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. All you have to do is go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. Maria Menounos, faux free, favorite word.
If it's free, it's for me.
Make sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us at the Jersey Shore panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Y'all need to check it out. It's amazing.
It's so dope.
Now listen, we're building an unbelievable fan base. Our fan base on this show has not been around for years.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're building something. But guys, listen, please go to iTunes and rate and comment about this podcast, about Conversations with Maria Menounos.
It's incredible.
Because you know what?
It's amazing.
The Challenge, Walking Dead, several other shows now have gone and done it and kind of making us look bad. So please, will you go there and do that for us? You won't be sorry.
For your favorite meatballs.
Listen, I don't know if Maria's show is going to have much about guys' haircuts. Listen, can I just tell you something?
Oh my gosh.
What is it about this new generation of guys, black and white, by the way, that their hair's already cut?
Here's the thing.
Can you notice the difference? No, listen, Black Guido, help me.
Here's the thing. Being a Black Guido from the East Coast, I'm from New York. I grew up in Boston. Vinny is the typical New York Jersey guy.
100%.
Where they are obsessed with their haircuts. Friday and Thursday nights, they literally take time out of their schedule to get a shape up that looks exactly the same.
Right.
Nothing changes. So I'm confused.
That's my point.
I don't get it.
Do you see anything different? You're the ladies that they're trying to attract. Do you see any difference?
No.
It's like they're more vain than we are.
Exactly. Like... at least when I go, like, I'll get a trim made, whatever, like, I'm leaving. It took Vinny, what, 3 times to go back to fix his hair that looked the exact
same? Looked exactly
and
the
you
same.
Know, you know what? I love that everyone on the show, no matter how much we love them, has a weakness, with the exception of Pauly D. May not be real. I'm starting to think he's not real.
What is his weakness? Like,
I
love every aspect of him.
And listen, it may be that that's what success does for you.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this before. Was it that attitude that got him the success or vice versa? I tend to believe it was that.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's humble. And I think
and he's just happy. You're right. And we'll get to that later when we talk about his nacho sit down with
nachos
with Ronnie. But, you know, with the haircut thing, I thought Jenny was so cute laughing in the corner at him. She was adorable. And I love it. I don't know if he said it he said it to the guy's face, like, this sucks, right?
So he's like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Bro, I don't like it. I'm not happy.
And then Brawl hook you up. He goes to the other place. What was the line I kept saying? Something about bro.
He looks at his hair this time. Nice bro.
Nice
bro. He got the stamp of approval.
I love it.
Yeah, nice bro.
It lit up his day. He got his swag back after that haircut, though.
Yeah, he's walking down the street with a little swagger.
Shout out to the production company, MTV. For shooting it that way. With a nice low angle shot. Mm-hmm. Power, the Brillo, shaved to perfection, ready to go. Okay, Sammy getting washed.
Again, this,
you know, the other Jersey Shore, those last three or four seasons, they were hit or miss, mm-hmm. lots of duds there, and they kind of just went out. I still don't think even their finale, it was just so soft, and kind of what I call the ball rolling out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's just ending, it's just kind of like nothing. But this show, I'm never having a dip so far.
No.
It's so good.
It keeps going up, too. Like, when is it going to, like, dip and you're like, that was a dud episode?
I'm so nervous.
But I don't think next week it'll be a dud.
And the thing about it, even when the show goes off, we have them on social media. We have them being messy. So it's like, we have them 7 days
And you know what? And we didn't... That's a great point, Black Guido. We did not have this... This was not as prolific 6 years ago.
It's very true.
Smart. You're wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. So it's nice. Sammy gets a nice wash. She was dirty. And then great crack about she has a new face, like all the other girls in the house.
Which is true.
Hilars. I think, I've been channeling my inner Sammy. And I think at the beginning, hurting her, bothering her. Now I think she's turned. My prediction: she's home. She's turning the corner, watching this. She's now getting a kick out of it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I think she is on her couch with a glass of wine, laughing her ass off.
Yes.
Because you know she's like, I was right. Ronnie's spiraling. I can now laugh at
right and
Sammy doll.
And I'm on the and I'm waiting.
She's
to
still
come off the bench.
And she's gonna make bank coming back.
I would say she can make money off of this because I can see next season her showing up. She can have a Sammy doll shirts with her Sammy doll on
right.
it.
Such a good idea.
Oh, for sure.
Sammy, you're welcome.
Thank you, girl. Thanks. Okay, listen. Okay.
So much happened. I know.
Listen.
It's a lot.
Can you give me... You guys have some fan shout-outs from YouTube or iTunes?
Oh, we sure do. The fans on YouTube are killing it. I literally look forward to, after the show, going home, reading all of your comments. But we've got a few shout-outs, so keep commenting. Maybe we'll shout you out next week. By the way, Jonas Brothers 19 from last week is definitely a girl, and I'm so sorry because I called you a guy. Anyways, Amanda 6 said... All the ladies looking beautiful. Thanks, girl. Aww. She said, I feel so bad for Ronnie's girlfriend. So cringy, but good TV. Girl, I'm right there with you. We have Al A5. He said, concerning Dina, speaking of Dina, he said, let's be honest, she was kind of an outsider to the group. When people think about great moments of the Jersey Shore, no one thinks about her. When people think of great characters, she doesn't come up. Hell, Angelina left in season 2 and she was more impactful. I feel a little of hostility to Dina in this comment.
And listen,
I love it.
But here's the thing. He says something interesting. As we love what's happening, we know we're going to have an Angeline sighting, you guys.
Oh, this season she's coming back.
So, wow, gets me more excited. So,
you know she's coming back.
Listen, if you're a fan of our show, please continue to like us and leave your comments on YouTube. Yes. But also, you audio fans, you're being too quiet, okay? Over on iTunes, please rate, give us a 5-star rating, but also comment. Tell us how you feel, your thoughts, your feelings, your interpretation.
We love them.
Right?
And you.
Okay. Moving on to what I'm calling Ronnie Gate.
Oh, Lord.
He calls home to Jen. This had comedy. It had drama. The boys are eating their imaginary popcorn. they grill him a little bit. And again, I'm seeing bizarro situation, as mm-hmm. I'm calling him, because this is not your mother's situation, people.
No.
It is not your mama's situation, okay? And his advice... is really kind of amazing, mm-hmm. right? But I think the let's get into his sit down after the fact. But all the boys are kind of, and Vinny in particular goes at Ronnie and is like, bro, come on, you cheated,
right? Well, and what's interesting is they bring up, okay, he cheated, and he's not saying that. And then he goes on to call Jen, and basically they're saying, all right, you're calling her. You don't bring anything up unless you have to.
Right, because she may not even know.
She may not know, and it's just like Ronnie goes from 0 to 100. It's like sometimes I wonder his like brain cells. Like, are they there?
Well, one thing that he did that was super shady, because to take all the attention away from him, he tries to throw Vinny under the bus. And it's like, this is not about Vinny right now. This is you. French fries. This is about you.
This is called deflecting.
He's deflecting.
And he does it all the time.
He's a master at it.
Deny. Salsa.
Oh, I was just salsing.
They were just salsa dancing. By the way, you guys are getting all critical. I'm Team Ronnie.
Oh, no, I'm living I'm for Ronnie, it.
Ronnie. Listen, all he was doing. Listen, everybody out there, listen to KWOW. All he was doing was salsa dancing, and all he was doing is giving her a tour of the house. That is it.
If I ever get caught cheating, I'm gonna say, babe, I was just salsa dancing,
and then a tour of the house.
That's all.
That's it.
The door.
That's
locked,
it. No, really. But, that's all.
Oh wait, can we talk? There's a magic door.
Yes, of course there is. You didn't know that? They have it for production. Guys, listen to me. Keep it up. Keep judging him. Fans, keep judging him. And guess what? We're going to lose the most entertaining freaking thing on this show because of you guys.
You guys make me crazy.
But you know, even with us judging him, that's not going to stop the Ron Page.
Oh,
it's happening regardless.
No. Well, I'm telling the Ron Page, listen, he's innocent. It's my plea to America. Ronnie is innocent, okay? Let him move on. He's just trying to find himself. It's just nerves. That's all. It's just nerves. That's
cold
it.
Feet.
That's
feet.
All. Cold feet. Thank you. It's cold feet. You guys are going to kill it. You're going to kill this show. I don't want to be back to season 5 in situation walking around like a perked up friggin' zombie. Whoa. That's not a show. And Snooki half in and half out with Jenny. It's not a show. Ronnie is killing it. Killing it. Okay.
He's
so he calls her now, but I will give you a little bit of KWOW psychology.
Okay. Oh, hit me with it.
Break it down.
What was going on there? As the elderly gentleman at this table, subconscious sabotage.
That was very genius.
He is subconsciously sabotaging that relationship. He did it with cheating. First of all, we all do these things. You guys, when we do these things, we don't just, oh, it's made a mistake. Like, right. No, it's our subconscious acting out. He doesn't want to be with her. I'm sure when he sees the baby, like everybody, he's going to fall in love with the baby and he's going to want to be a dad. Mm-hmm. But the reality is he doesn't want to be a dad. He doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't want to grow up, period. So this is why he does what he does with Frenchie or whatever her name is. And, you know, okay, fine. And then when she calls, and actually, I'm sure she's home saying to herself, hey, she's older. Mm-hmm. She already has a kid. She's smart enough to see, even, and I give her credit, because her emotions are probably going out of control with a baby in her stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think she wisely says to herself, hey, he's on the Jersey Shore. He's dancing. He's calling me 15 times. So he does care.
Right.
This is her conversations over the 12 or 14 hour, 18, 20 hour period. Probably even, who knows, talking to friends who were keeping calm. And she's saying to herself, like, listen, I'm not walking away from the poker table now.
Hell
I'm about right. to have a kid. The kid's not going to have a dad. And you know, he's in the middle of the show, which could be good for me, for the baby. And I think, so she was just like, okay. And she, who knows? She might be one of those cool chicks who's like I've had cool girlfriends in the past. Don't have one now. But who are like, okay, you're out being a guy. You're being a dude. Mm-hmm. You're being drunk and stupid with your friends. You're grinding with girls. Yeah, whatever. But you're coming home to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Girls like that.
And that's right. And she may be like that, okay? Especially mm-hmm. now. And she doesn't want to lose him. But what does he do?
Blows it up.
Because of subconscious sabotage.
It's so true.
So he now goes the reverse. And he uses the strong offense for his defense. Now then he starts attacking her when she's not biting.
Right.
So
even when she doesn't bite, she's like, dude, what are you talking about? He keeps going. He keeps spilling it because it's subconscious sabotage that he's doing to Sratia because he doesn't want to be in it deep down. That's it. By the way, most of us do this in life anyway.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. Thinking about every single thing I've done now.
Right.
I'm like, well, that explains it.
You're subconscious, and then you even have an unconscious, which, of course, really isn't so much Jersey Shore vacation discussion. But yeah, you're subconscious as you're doing these things. Sorry, okay?
Ronnie.
So now, situation has to sit down with him, and again, bizarro situation comes out and gives unbelievable advice. And if you keep doing things over and over, it's, what did he say? It's a choice.
He said,
if you do it once, it's a mistake. I'm like, what a great way of philosophy, great way of looking at life, how astute. And again, what the hell did you do with our situation?
Where Yoda, when Mike Tyson becomes Yoda and he's giving Ronnie advice and everybody in the house advice, something's wrong.
You know what I think? Here's why I believe in alien conspiracies and alien takeovers. Because you know what? They know if they come into Mike's body and take him over, this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end.
He's an alien now.
There's an alien inside of Mike. I'm telling you.
But to that point he made when he said, if you do it multiple times, it's a choice. Ronnie has done this multiple times.
That is, as we said, sabotage.
Exactly. And shout out to Alicia 420 in the chat. She's like, everyone used to blame Sammy, but it was him doing the same thing.
Always was him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Alicia. Amen.
God bless. God bless. Okay. And listen, Ronnie, well, we already talked to Ronnie and Sitch's talk. Before we get to Ronnie and Polly's talk, let's talk about the girls' summit. The girls have a little sit down of their own. And they spell it all out, right? And Jenny has that moment. She's like, you know, as we say, Jenny's the mom of the house.
She's the mama.
She's like, you know, maybe he is the one who's toxic.
And I love that they come to that conclusion because we've seen this before with Sammy. Someone had to write the note. They got involved. And I'm scared for them because I don't want them to get involved again.
They're scared too.
They're scared.
And I don't think they will.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Well, what do you guys think of Snooki saying everyone's least afraid of Jenny? I think everyone's the most afraid of Snooki. Do you think everyone's the most afraid of Jenny?
I think so.
Really?
Because she's tall. She punched Mike in the face. She's the most aggressive.
Yeah, but that was old Jenny. Upgraded Jenny. I don't know. Jenny. She's the one who's like calm and got her feet on the ground.
Right. I do think they could be scared of Snooki and Dina being like spilling the tea.
Yes.
Spilling their drunk.
Here's the thing. Maybe fear wasn't the... I mean, Snooki used the word fear. But I think, as I think this too... they'd be more apt to listen to Jenny because she's the most...
She seems like the voice of reason.
Yes. She's the matriarch of the house.
She is.
All right. Interesting with Pauly D and Ronnie's little Guido Nacho sit down. We learn more about Pauly being a dad and we learn how his relationship went.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Rocky, yes. Some bumps here, but now we're good and life's great.
He makes a very good point. Him and Snooki, what they're both saying is just be single, but focus on that baby.
Right.
And I think what Ronnie thinks is he has to save this relationship, but he doesn't want to be with
Snooki. Well, Snooki's not saying that. Snooki's saying Snooki wants the whole thing together.
Yes.
Because she's, again, we talked about this last week, when people are narcissistic, you're going to project what works for you onto somebody else. So for her, Giotti, the kids, that's what works.
Right.
And she even said that. That's what I want. That works for me. That's what I want for him. But, Pauly D, on the other hand, who's just such a live and let live Zen.
Love him.
He's amazing. He gives him the best advice, which is like, but even at that, at the Nacho Summit, what ring? A teething ring?
I'm not going to propose.
It's like when you think Ronnie's learning something and you see his brain working.
He makes
a
comment.
You're like, maybe he's going to learn, and then it goes downhill from there.
Tokia Sabotage.
Oh my gosh.
He is the king of it, but he's very smart.
Well, subconscious sabotage.
Yeah.
He is sabotaging this relationship. He really is.
He wants to push this girl away, and I think he did a good job at it.
We also have Ronnie versus situation continues to bubble up. You know, the dig about the money. So it starts with Ronnie. I'm not giving you the money, Mike, when it's time for shopping. Mike takes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't tell if they cut to shots of them angry or if they really are angry, but fine. Then we see situation, the bag of French fries, French fries, French fries, French fries. I'm going to be mentioning French fries to her or whatever. And Ronnie's laughing about it, but we know that they're both passive aggressive and they'll laugh, but then in a heartbeat. So obviously we're going to see it next week. And is there anything more to say about those two in their battle currently, knowing that we are going to go to predictions at some point and talk about next week?
If I was in Ronnie's shoes... I would, you know they know everything, and you know they can say something, so I would be trying my hardest to walk on eggshells. I would not make any controversial comments. I would not be making, he knows that Mike is sensitive from the past week. We saw that with the whole situation, whatever else he called him. I would be being so nice to him, but it's like he can't, I don't know what he has against
Mike. It's like
Mike.
With Ronnie, because Mike is being so nice this season and we're all feeling sad for Mike, I guess you can say, Ronnie's going to come up as the villain and the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we know who the situation is from before, He's Yoda now. He's sweet. So you taking these petty digs at him.
Yoda, sweet alien. In
talks back
to alien.
He's an alien. I'm saying, Kevin Gold.
I know there's an alien presence that went into his body. I know it. I know it. And I'm going to keep working on it. In fact, I'm talking to people at NASA about it.
They're bringing in Mike.
He's an alien.
Yeah, he's an alien. Okay. Listen, we will get more into it in predictions, but I know... you've got tons of news, Nokia. So let's go to AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore News.
Right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So if you guys thought the top of the hour was crazy, we have some really exclusive news. Someone was not having the best week ever, and it was Ronnie.
Ooh,
over the weekend, actually Sunday, while everybody was relaxing at the church, Ronnie and his baby mama were beefing on Instagram Live. Ronnie went to his IG and posted this first, guys. He said, "Note to self. You can't turn a natural-born hoe into a housewife. If you find them in the gutter, then leave them in the gutter."
This is from Ronnie.
This is from Ronnie.
Oh.
Okay?
Whoa.
"Not all people can be saved when they are so far gone. All you can say is you did your best. Keep it moving." So everyone on
IG... Any response from her?
Yo.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better, Kevin.
Oh, I love it!
Wow. Then he says, "Question to my fans."
With a poll.
"If your significant other keeps sex videos of their ex, shouldn't they respect them and delete them, especially after being in a new relationship for over a year?" So Ronnie allegedly is telling us that Jen has sex tapes in her phone of her and her ex.
And what is this in a new, who's in the new relationship for a year?
Ronnie and Jen.
So they've been together a year. And okay, he's saying why, basically doing a poll, should she have a sex video on her phone? We've been dating a year.
Okay, not to be outdone by her baby daddy. Jen goes on IG and says, "You can't turn a cokehead into a baby father."
We caught it.
Yeah, buddy.
Cokehead.
Cokehead.
Cokehead is a cacao plant.
it gets better.
Oh, that's some Jersey Narco shit right up in there.
We called it because we said that we felt like
he was on something.
And remember, he was up all those hours.
That had to be it.
Binging. Oh, it gets better. Jen claims that Ronnie threatened to send her sex tape to her 11-year-old son and her grandmother. She also posted on IG Live, He wants to act fake on the show and show that I'm a random he knocked up. LOL. He was trying to get me pregnant, she claimed. And then he cheats on me while I'm pregnant on TV, then leaves me with a newborn baby. LOL, baby daddy of the year. Award goes to Ronnie.
Well, she tagged him.
She tagged him. But it gets better than this.
No. I can't.
You guys ready?
You guys, thank God.
We're not even halfway through.
God, I'm in my mess shirt. I'm perspiring.
So Ronnie takes it upon himself. I don't know if he's on any substance. And it looks like I think he's there with Jenny because it looks like they're moving things out of Jen, his girlfriend's house. Okay. So J-Wall is with him.
J-Wow off camera is with him.
I believe so. I couldn't understand who the young lady was in the back, but from her voice, sounds like J-Wow. So
Mom J-Wow to the... Oh my God, she's amazing.
Girlfriend records him on Instagram Live, and they get into a tussle, and we have some video.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it gets good. It gets good.
I'm dying.
I'm going to film. Let's zoom in. Let's zoom in.
Disaster.
That's a sex video.
Oh my God, he's rattled.
Let's zoom in. Look at that. Oh, that's fucking great. Ooh, yeah. Oh yeah, let's zoom in on that.
He's rattled. You look at him.
Let's zoom in on that. Come on. Let's zoom in on that.
Listen, he's winded, you guys.
Let's zoom in on that. Come on.
Stop. Get off me.
Let's zoom in on that. Why don't you want to show that? Huh? Why don't you look? Why don't you want to show that? Huh? Why don't you want to show that?
Show you.
Show you fucking getting fucked in your ass like a hooker? Put your hands on me again.
Seriously?
Oh my goodness.
Put your fucking hands on me again.
Wait a second.
I dare you.
Does that sound like J-Well's
rhyme? It sounds like J-Well. So we have a part two where the tussle actually happens.
That's not the tussle?
No,
that's not the tussle. Oh, it gets worse.
You guys... I don't know. I might retire from the show.
I'm laughing because I'm nervous. Oh, not my because I think
the ship is losing orbit. The wheels are coming off the wagon.
So you hear the young lady that says Ron in the background. It sounds like J-Roll because then they're about to get into a tussle.
Here we go.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that might
I feel like that's just a picture.
Right? Oh, it might be the picture. We might be having technical difficulties.
Can we get to the next one?
Yeah, we get to the next one. So after the tussle's happening, so Ronnie claims...
And wait, does Juliet have the tussle so we can see the second tussle?
Yeah, let me see. Let's see. Morgan, do you want to get a little background? Yeah. And then I can see if I can...
Okay, so they go on the tussle. Basically, what was claimed, he then said that she hit him. She says that he, you know, just trying to grab the phone from him. We see all of it play. And then he released a statement after all this went. And then she, baby mama, took down her Instagram for a short time after all this happened. So that blew up. Then he posted a public apology. This is what he said after the Instagram live. He said, "I want to apologize to my family, friends, and fans. This is a private matter that should have never been made public. I remain focused on my daughter. She is my number one priority." Then following that statement, they announced that they split. He moved out, and Jen posted the first picture of the baby on Instagram, made beautiful. Her Instagram debut. So cute, but they are not. They split.
How many followers does Jen have? I'm curious.
Huh, she has a lot.
She has a lot.
Let's growing.
See. Kitty. Juliet, I just sent you another email.
She's tater tot,
Kitty.
So
many videos and pictures. I got so excited.
Wait
I sent
a second,
them all to
wait
Juliet.
Listen, help me, kids. Tater Tot Kitty, is that a sexalicious name?
Or I don't
is that
know
just
why
a fun
that is
name?
Her name.
But after all this sex tape talking.
Does it kind of lend any credibility to him? Here's what I think. I think, again, he does the strong offense
yep.
for his mm-hmm. defense. I think I'm of course, I'm Team Ronnie for entertainment purposes. But in the court of life, in the court of television, I am Team Ronnie. He's done nothing wrong. I don't know why this girl's acting like this. In the court of life, I think that, you know, again, based on past experiences with Ronnie, that, yeah, he's sabotaged, blowing it up, childish, you know, temper tantrums. And, yeah. you know, and I think whatever, she, you know, and she's just like probably horrified. And
he needs a reality check. I think we have the second video.
Oh, here we go. I can't wait to see this.
I fucking dare you.
Fine.
No, no, I'm going to delete that photo.
Oh.
Get off of me!
Stop!
That's 100% JWoww.
That's why I thought that was JWoww.
She went to fucking live shit.
And this was all on Instagram Live while Jen was recording. All of her fans and all of Ronnie fans were watching this.
And she has 150,000 followers, so that went viral pretty quick.
and we'll see her next week. So that's only going to grow.
Yes.
Yep.
And then the crew of Jersey Shore, they were on The View this weekend.
All right.
Well, this week they were on The View all Monday. Right. Everyone was there except Ron, and we have, of course, on The View, Meghan McCain. They asked about the elephant in the room. Where's Ronnie? And we do have that video from The View. Guys, this is insane.
This is so insane. We came into this saying, greatest season
truly.
Of all time. We've always said one of the greatest reality shows. I don't know of one better now. I really don't.
Well, and then speaking more Ronnie drama while we're waiting on this video, it came out that he was hanging out with another female from Vanderpump Rules while all this went down.
Oh, no, which one?
I might, Sheena Marie.
Sean, my friend. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah, I completely forgot about this.
Yeah,
I was
because you know what? You know, because she's working in Vegas, you guys. She's got a show in Vegas. Huh. Duh.
Yeah.
And he lives there.
They hung
and she's
out.
She's gorgeous.
She went to his apartment apparently to watch the Vanderpump Rules season 6 episode. There's a lot of videos on IG. And then she released a statement saying that she was trying to help him get his mind off all the drama.
Ooh. They were playing that game that you love,
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, best game
and
ever.
And they pulled a card saying, which reality washed up MTV star are you, or something like that, which was very ironic considering the situation. I have the video ready.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's The View.
Past few days because he's been publicly fighting with his girlfriend. Obviously, you guys are close. How do you feel about this?
So, Ronnie, out of respect for him and his family, he's not here. So, we don't want to speak on his behalf.
Nice.
We
D.
are one
Spokesman.
Big family. So, we love and support each other in everything it is that we do.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you also, though, is you guys...
Good answer.
I feel like that was very, very PR prepared,
of
though.
Of course.
Of course.
Like
now, listen, because it's when you get to a point of women maybe being grabbed, and I mean, now it's, listen, it's getting even
It's getting out of
a little uglier than, yes, than usual Jersey Shore ugliness.
But Ronnie, being who Ronnie is, he then posted a photo of his scratch on his back to prove that it wasn't him that hit Jen.
Of course, it's not
that
him.
That it was she that put her hands on him.
Very good.
So, you know, according to US Weekly, they now are on speaking terms. They're working it out for the baby. Ronnie.
Yo, listen, Ronnie, buddy, you keep up the good work. You're doing great. Really.
And one last thing that's not Ronnie related. Woo! Our guy, Mike, the situation, is now engaged. And he wants to quickly get married.
Congrats. By the way, as we said, his girlfriend is a straight G.
Yeah.
She is. And she was in the audience of The View.
She was. Did they say anything else on The View? Anything else on the appearance?
No, they just talked about season two. They're going to start filming soon. Very soon. They're all signed up. But they just talked about growth. They talked about how Mike is definitely grown. He is the new Yoda of the show.
I don't want growth. I want mutation.
Yeah.
fine.
And J-Raw says that she loves doing the show because it shows that moms, even in your 30s, you can still have fun while being a mom.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm going to go back. I will guarantee when I watch the show, and I'm going to have my staff, we are going to break down that video. And I will tell you, I'm going to count how many times Mike blinks. I'm going to tell you there's an alien entity in his body. There's no way. There's no way.
K-Wall's convinced that Mike
is in the
screen. Like flickers on Mike.
Listen, if you disagree with me, feel free to disagree on YouTube. But I think that Mike has had an alien intervention. I'm just saying. Okay, you guys, let's go to predictions.
Oh, no. Next week.
I'm exhausted.
I'm excited. Predictions. Okay. So even though we think that it's going to be Mike or Dina, someone who's going to spill the tea to Jen, I predict that it's going to be Ronnie himself because he does not want to be in this relationship. Like K-Wall says, he's going to sabotage it himself and he's going to blow up his own spot.
Sabotage.
Pow. Ooh, okay, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I'm going to disagree.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I think Ronnie, once he sees her, is going to try and mend everything. He's going to be like, this is my baby mama. I'm not going to tell anything. I think Mike is going to say something. I think Mike is Mr. I'm wholesome now. I'm going to speak the truth. I think he's going to keep going with that role, and he's going to say
something. You know what? And listen, and I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go to you, Black Widow, on this. It's like Get Out.
It's Get Out.
So maybe it's not alien. Maybe he's been hypnotized. But the Mike that's way down deep is fighting to get out. So if someone snaps a picture, the old Mike's going to come out. And I think you're right.
I think the old Mike
is going to come out. So it's not. Wait, take it back. So I don't know if it's alien. He might be hypnotized at Get Out.
Honestly, guess what?
No. You guys opened the show saying, I want an Italian guy. You both said it. So guess what? Wait a second. This is it. This is what's going on. There's a group of scientists who know people want to be Guidos, right?
Yes.
So you've got the situation. And somebody transformed into the situation's body, clearly.
The sunken place.
Yes, and poor Mike is in the sunken place.
So during
this dinner, if the phone flashes or something else, Mike's going to come out. I think you're right, Morgan. I think Mike is, because they're teasing. They're teasing the tension
for
a reason. I think it pays off.
I think you guys
with
are right.
A battle. Now, why do I have here Vinny's turn? What
do we think? Oh, Vinny the strip club.
The previews. He's being very touchy.
Yes!
Very handsy.
And then J-Well saying, you got to keep your hands in your pockets. So I think he gets a
little. And once again, like, you guys, is this what people dress like at clubs? The girls. Like
I think she was a stripper.
Yeah,
they're at a strip club.
They're in Miami. The weather's beautiful. The girls are naked. They have amazing bodies.
They dress
bodies.
Like that.
Yeah, especially if you have those great bodies.
I hate. Okay, what is it that I hate the most?
That they're living their best lives.
Yes.
And we're not there with them.
Yes. I hate it. I hate it.
It should be us.
It should be us.
It should
guys.
Be us. And I want to get. Oh my God! No one was like that back in the day either. Well, you guys, I think Cabs are here.
Cabs are here!
I hate the fact that Cabs are here because what do I have to wait six and three quarters days.
It's truly depressing.
To come back.
I can't take it.
Oh my God. All right, so you guys, please, will you continue on your due diligence?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Always wrong. Okay.
Yes.
And what's Stacey's Guido name?
Satiation.
Satiation. Shout out to Stacey because she is in the chat.
Satiation.
Hey, girl, we miss you.
She's sick, but she'll be back too because she also helped gather all these news.
Yeah, she did.
Shout out to her. All right, so you guys are going to work all next week on this.
Oh.
Listen, people, tweet at our AfterBuzz TV news reporters here on this, because they'll have information all week long that they can spill to you. Now, Nokia, where do we find you?
You guys can find me on all social media, snooping in all the Jersey Shore chat rooms at Kiki Boom Boom.
Morgan, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, where I do all of my sleuthing, at Morgan_Willette. You can find me on Instagram, just posting all the fun stuff, at Morgan Lee, L-E-I-G-H, Willette.
Hey, girl, hey! I'm at Undergaro, and you can check me out on The Tomorrow Show. Check The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro on iTunes and on YouTube. I think we're Wednesday nights now. Hi, you guys.
I'm exhausted.
I am exhausted. I am excited. I'm nervous. We also know Vinny's gone with his girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect, parfait, as we say en français. Correctement, Juliette?
Exactement.
Okay, c'est bon, c'est excellent. Cabs are here.
Cavs
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.